This is Modern Mavericks, a podcast and newsletter for those of us who want more than just a job. I'm your host and career coach, Janelle Ibrahami. Whether you're a corporate go-getter, an entrepreneurial spirit, or a powerful blend of both, you're in the right place. I'm sharing actionable advice on how to take your career power back and build something you're proud of. Together, we'll help you create a career that's meaningful and meant for you, because you're a maverick. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Modern Mavericks. The podcast and newsletter got a little bit of a glow up, but that's exactly what a new year is for. And I'm just so excited about the direction that this is going and how this community, this newsletter, this podcast is really encompassing all that it means to build a modern career right now. That's a 9-to-5, that's building your own thing, it's blending both, it's creating content, it's building your own brand, it's essentially taking your career power back and getting back into the driver's seat. That's exactly what I'm talking about today too. And just like I love seeing everyone's Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year and all the creative TikToks that people do about their like dating Wrapped or a year in review, I recently just took a moment to look back on 2023 in terms of the meaningful career that I am building. What was 2023 work-wise, business-wise? It was eventful, to say the least. It was actually pretty apparent that this year was actually rather extreme, with lots of really, really proud, amazing, high moments and lots of just like tearful, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, low moments. So with just a couple more days of 2023, today I'm going to expose to you the absolute best days of my year and the absolute worst days of my year, specifically as they pertain to my work, business, and career. And I know a lot of you will be able to relate to the bad days. I know you'll be able to relate to the rejections, the sinking feeling in the stomach, the like, oh my God, I can't believe I just wasted so much time and energy on that. But it's also my hope that you'll be able to relate to the amazing days in your own way. It's my hope that you'll be able to kind of recognize the same kind of feeling, the same kind of spark that I had on my best days of work this year, and use that as information, as a sign for yourself to figure out when you felt that same way this year. What were you doing? What kind of projects were you working on? Who were you working with? And use that recognition of that feeling of like, oh my God, this is one of the best days of my career right now, as evidence of what you want to do more of in 2024. Cheers to that. Cheers to doing more of what lights us up in 2024. Okay, I'm just gonna get right into the worst days of my career in 2023. Side note though, if you are not subscribed to the free Modern Mavericks newsletter, I drop in tons of behind the scenes photos into this week's newsletter. It's kind of like the same content as the podcast, but in the newsletter, I'm able to add more. I'm able to give you behind the scenes photos. I'm able to send you links to more resources to help you build a meaningful career. So if you're not already subscribed, that link is at the top of the show notes. It's completely free, and it's just a more enhanced experience of Modern Mavericks, if you will. All right, worst day number one is what I am calling the burn it all down day. Burn it all down. Did I say stand there and look stupid? No, I said burn it. That's what I felt like. So if you've been around here for a little while, or know my story, for the better part of the past 3 years, I've been a full-time solo entrepreneur. I've been running and scaling a career coaching business that I built and then actually replaced my corporate salary with this career coaching business. And this business helped, I can't believe I'm saying this, nearly 100 people make successful career pivots in the corporate space. That's so wild. And even just saying that, it's clear that on the outside, building this business, I was the picture of a quote unquote modern success story in my own right. I had turned my passion and expertise for career coaching into a bona fide business, except that business was making me miserable. And finally, one day in January of this year, 2023, I admitted that out loud. I admitted out loud that I did not like my business model and I wanted to burn it all down, kind of. Oh my gosh. And while that decision wasn't all done in one day, the day that I actually admitted that I didn't want what I thought I wanted anymore was hands down the hardest, the most painful, the most tear-drenched, and the most necessary day of my year. It is ironic that that day I admitted I didn't want what I thought I wanted, which is the very struggle that I love to help people solve in their own careers, but it was, I can't even really adequately explain, like crying on the floor. And you'll see in the newsletter the text that I sent to my best friend that day saying, like, I have to talk about this. That day also was the day that kicked off a 5-month job search for a corporate job, which brings us to the second worst day of my year, which is what I'm calling the rejection I didn't see coming. So I'll be completely honest, as a job search expert and a career coach who has helped dozens and dozens and dozens of people, probably hundreds, indirectly, who listen to the podcast, read the newsletter, have used all my free resources, I thought that I could just search for a job in stealth mode and then hard launch a dream job offer on LinkedIn. Like, oh, surprise, I got a new job. Hee hee, so coy. I thought that I was going to just be like, search for the job without anyone knowing, like super ghost mode, and then be able to, without any explanation, just like post the highlight on LinkedIn and be like, oh, he got a new job, like precedented times, you know? And so that is what I did all of February. So in January, when I decided I wanted to burn it all down, get a corporate job again for the mental structure, the camaraderie, the socialization, and turn my full-time business back into my side hustle, I looked for jobs, yes, that were like the ones that I had been doing before, but I also found a job posting for something that was a little bit different that I was so, so excited about. This job was like just the perfect blend of creating content, creating community. It was all centered around career development for a more like executive level. And it was for a small brand that I just really admired. So when I found this posting in February, again, I had not let anyone know outside of my like inner circle that I was making this huge career pivot myself, this big change. So I shot my shot in the LinkedIn DMs for the hiring manager, and she and I hit it off immediately. Immediately. She got back to me that very same day. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you reached out. We have to get on the phone. Like, we were vibing immediately. She was like, I see myself in you. This is so exciting. You remind me so much of like my early career, and it would be great when we do X, Y. Like, I felt like I was getting a little bit love bombed, but I loved it too because I wanted this job. And the next thing I knew, I was like zipping through the interview process. I was submitting an extensive project. I sent them my resume, I'm sorry, my references and my like target salary compensation goals. So I was sitting here thinking, I have the job. I am starting this job. Boop. That was easy, right? No, this is the job search we're talking about. It ain't over until you're sitting in new hire orientation. And I forgot about that because after sending my references and my salary target to the hiring manager, she promised that she would get me a final update on a specific day. And when that day came, obviously I was frantically refreshing my email all day. But when it came through, I didn't even have to open the email before my like heart just dropped into my shoes because the rejection was right there in the subject line. The subject line was the name of the role and not moving forward. I posted this. I shared a screenshot of it in the newsletter. It just said not moving forward in the subject line. So I didn't even have to open the email to know. I like you know that feeling when like your blood is like cold and you're like, you're just in shock. I was devastated. And I had that moment of like embarrassment that I forgot that there were other candidates in this process, right? And I was nervous and like a little frustrated and feeling sorry for myself because I was like, now I have to be public about the fact that I'm job searching. I have to share this now and let people know, like, hey, this is a change I'm trying to make. Like, if I knew as a career coach, as a job search expert, the fastest, most effective way to find a role that I loved in the shortest amount of time was to be public about this, to let people open doors for me. But that was just so daunting after this rejection and thinking like, ooh, I got to do this like privately. That wasn't the case anymore. Which brings us to the third worst day of my career in 2023. And this is the day that I call the $600 dumpster fire. Okay, stick with me here. I'm gonna ask you a question. What would you do when you are a expert in career pivots and job searching, who yourself has developed proven templates for resumes and cover letters that have gotten hundreds of other people their dream job? Well, if you're me, you start to believe that you're an imposter and nothing you've ever done is correct, and you need to pay someone else who calls themselves an expert to show you how it's really done, right? Right. Okay, stick with me. So the sting of that rejection of the job that I really wanted then turned into something of like a panic when I became convinced for God knows what reason. I honestly don't know what was going through my head at that moment. I was just very emotional. I became convinced that I needed a quote unquote professional resume writing service to update my resume and properly communicate how much value I brought to the table after building my own business. I just felt very overwhelmed with the thought of communicating the past 3 years of doing something a little bit different, of stepping away from the corporate world, but also knowing that that could make me such an attractive candidate for the roles that I was applying for, and feeling like, but how do I do it? I knew how to do it, spoiler alert, but I didn't remember that at the time. So what did I do? I hopped on the phone with an agency, a resume writing agency that came with a lot of high reviews, okay? Yes, this is the point in the horror story where you're like, Janelle, put down the phone. Janelle, you don't need to do this, but I can't hear you. So this is how it worked. I was to give them my current resume, my LinkedIn, all the documents that like kind of illustrated my professional background. And we were going to have a 30-minute phone call during which I was going to like verbally elaborate on all of the details, all of the accolades, whatever really set me apart in all of those roles. And in return, this service was going to give me a standout SEO and ATS optimized resume that would help me land a dream job super fast. Great. My friend, when I tell you how my jaw dropped to the floor when I beheld what they sent me. I don't even want to call it a resume. To call this a resume would be too generous. This document, we'll call it a document, yes? It was so sloppy. It was so like weirdly formatted. The language, the copy was like an incoherent hodgepodge of corporate jargon that I will die on this hill. It was absolutely written by an off-brand ChatGPT. A human being did not write this resume. I have truly seen nothing like it before in my HR career. And the best part of all this, it's one thing to receive this document. It's another thing to pay $600 for it. $600. I am embarrassed to say that out loud to you, but it's true. You know, I called it a business expense. It was market research. It was seeing what else was being done in the industry. It was polishing up, you know, our approach to resume writing. Absolutely not. I would never submit this resume to a real job opening, like ever. So this was actually a really valuable lesson because it was a great thing. I was not waiting for this quote unquote professional document. We're not calling it a resume, the document. I wasn't waiting for it to then start applying for roles. I was still on my end applying and using my current resume that I had optimized myself. I was still sending that in for opportunities instead of waiting for this document to solve all my problems. And thank God I did that. The faith that I put into this resume writing service really only reminded me that I know what the hell I'm doing, as an HR veteran, as a career coach, and I did not need to put my career power in anyone else's hands. And in retrospect, I'm kind of glad this happened. I could use the $600 back, but like, I'm kind of glad that this, I had this lesson this year, because one of the biggest themes that has come up for me in 2023 was like, I searched everywhere for the right answers this year. I searched everywhere for the right answers to optimize my resume when I knew what the hell, how to optimize a resume. I searched everywhere on the quote unquote right way to post on LinkedIn or start creating more professional content or, you know, turn a newsletter into a podcast, into short form TikTok clips, everywhere. When I ended up getting those answers, one of two things inevitably happened. One, I either realized, oh, I don't actually believe in the answer that you've given me. Like, I actually wouldn't do that. I don't align with that. Or the answer that I got is something I already knew. I already knew it, and I didn't need this person to tell me. So with that knowledge, with that experience, what I'm doing in 2024 is just trusting that the answer is already within me. I already know. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of quiet pause to let the answer come to the surface. But like, the answer is within me. I already know, and I need to trust that. Whew. Okay. Well, thankfully, all of those worst days of my career 2023 happened in the first few months of the year. And then the best days of my career this year were really only just to come. So let's get into the best days, the three best days of my career in 2023. Number one, I bet you could guess this, it's my welcome back to the corporate world. I applied to 55 open roles over a course of 5 months, interviewed for 10 different roles, and got one dream job offer. I really was only offered one position, but thankfully it's the one that I wanted the most. So the day that my top choice team at the top choice company chose me back and I signed my offer letter in May, late May, was just one big celebration. Oh my God. And it was also very fitting that the new era in my career as a true multi-hyphenate, someone balancing a corporate career and entrepreneurship, building my own business, it also coincided with the weekend that I went to the Eras Tour, which was absolutely one of the best personal days I had in 2023. Ah, perfection. The second best day of my career this year is what I'm calling the would-be dropout's redemption arc. So in August, I was invited to lead a workshop and a talk at NYU. It was about using LinkedIn to increase your income, your visibility, and your career opportunities. Basically, how to build your personal brand on LinkedIn to own your career, to bring it back into your own hands. It's called LinkedIn Unleashed, and it's now a workshop that I offer a la carte and I'm able to customize to different companies and their values and their people. It's one of the things that I offer now. But the reason that this day was so special to me is because the invitation came in through my LinkedIn DMs because of, this is a little meta, because of the way that I'd set up my own LinkedIn profile and my own personal website. Basically how I built my own personal brand to showcase why I'm the right person to come in and educate and motivate a group of people around owning their careers. It was really proof that what I was modeling in how to do this literally worked because I was invited into a dream opportunity because of my personal brand. And the session itself at NYU was a huge success. There was a packed room of like really engaged students, both undergrad and grad students. I really got to think on my feet because I had a group activity that I originally planned that actually wasn't possible in that space, but I thought on the spot and turned it into something even better than it was originally supposed to be. And it turns out I saw on the agenda for the rest of the day, it was kind of like a day that was packed with guest speakers to cap off like an intensive summer program. And the person who was going to speak right after me was the editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan magazine, Jessica Gillies. Like I shared space on an agenda with the editor-in-chief of Cosmo. We were both invited to speak to the same group of people at the same time around the same topics. And that was just such an incredible moment. But all those reasons are not actually what made this day so special. What made it one of the best days was that I was reflecting on the fact that I actually almost dropped out of NYU after my freshman year due to really deep depression. And if you listen to the very first episode of this podcast, I talk about that journey. I've been pretty open about my mental health struggles, but I almost dropped out of NYU after my freshman year because I felt like I didn't have a purpose. I just felt like I was wasting space. But spoiler alert, I chose to stay. I came back for sophomore year and I graduated. And it was at NYU, actually, that I started career coaching. I started working at the Career Center at NYU. That's where I found my voice as a public speaker. That's where I landed my first-time job in learning and development and career coaching and HR after graduation. And to have this opportunity to be invited by NYU as an alumna to do something that I absolutely love and I'm now recognized for being great at was such a proud moment. It was such a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And I found myself that day in August of this year wishing that 31-year-old Janelle could speak to 18-year-old Janelle and just say, you're going to be great. You're not even going to be okay. You're going to be great. Again, going back to just trust that the answer is within you. Trust that what you're great at, what you know you're meant to do, you'll find the way to do it. And it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of trial and error. It'll take a lot of mistakes. It'll take wasting $600 on a professional resume, changing your business model, but you're going to be great. Okay, I'm going to move on before I get emotional, but I am so, so grateful for that day. And then the third best day of my career this year is what I'm calling, look at us. Who would have thought of that Paul Rudd meme? So in May, I interviewed Emma Hinchliffe here on this podcast and this newsletter about what it's like to write about Fortune magazine's most successful women. Emma is the writer and editor of Fortune's Most Successful Women newsletter, The Broadsheet. And our conversation about Emma's career confessions really spans like her early journalism career, how she landed at Fortune, what she does to prepare for really hard-hitting Q&As with names like Kim Kardashian and Meghan Markle. But what struck me about this day was looking across the table. So we actually recorded this podcast live, and I looked across the table at a woman that I'd gone to high school with, whose career now really inspires my own. So Emma and I, we went to high school together. She was a year younger than me, and we weren't really close in high school, but we did both work on the school paper. And having such a like vulnerable face-to-face conversation about our careers in the like 13 years since we were in high school together was just a really energizing full circle moment. I actually remember thinking, we came from the same place. We're doing pretty different things on paper, but both of us have this fire to do and build something that we're really proud of. Neither of us is slowing down. Both of us feel this intrinsic sense that like, I'm meant for more. I want to build this thing. I want to leave this legacy. And to have that conversation and reflect on the growth that's gotten me to this place was such an amazing feeling. Those are the three worst and best days of my career, work, business of 2023. I can't believe this year is over. Thank you for listening to all of that. And trust me when I say that there were tons of sad and tons of amazing days in between this top six. And taking a moment at the end of the year to reflect on the highs and the lows, I truly believe allows us to be even more intentional about next year. So I would love to celebrate your best days and commiserate about your worst days of 2023. Send me a DM on Instagram at Janelle Ibrahami, or slide into my LinkedIn DMs. Everyone else is doing it. Janelle Ibrahami on LinkedIn. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic new year, and I will see you in 2024 with more Modern Mavericks. Catch you next time.